Hello everyone and welcome to New Sex Toy Review. Today's product is the only sex toy left untouched by capitalism. Sprace! Also known as the detachable thrusting male masturbator from Sohemi. I don't know why this is called Space. Anyway, let's take it out of the packaging and let's take a look at it. So, first off, it's USB powered. It's what you expect. Now, it has a proprietary cord, so it's not like regular USB. It's just kind of a proprietary cord. No problem, though. Here's the bigger problem. There's something rattling around inside this toy. It works fine, but there's a distinct rattling. So I think something's loose. I can't really figure out what it is, but it is what it is. The running theme of this toy is this is a shockingly good toy, but they cut some corners, and so the construction leaves a lot to be desired. But it's functional and it's very cheap. So this is like the Family Dollar version of a much more expensive toy, but it works. You know, like, what do you want? You're here to look at it. You're here to put your penis in it. Am I right? So okay. It has blue plastic, which is fine. It gives it a distinct look. The cap, well, so here's the thing. First thing, the cap takes the thing with it. You gotta take the cap off. Jesus Christ, come on. There we go. All right. So, see how this gold painted plastic is attached to the insert? You're supposed to, like, twist the insert in place. You can see that there's grooves for it, but okay, so I got it working. I heard the snap. This comes off extremely easily, and there's no reason for it. You could take the insert right out, no problem. There's no reason for this gold-looking ring to come out so easily. Look, it's effortless. Now, on the website, it talks about how you can take... See, now I can't even get it back in. There we go. It talks about how you can take this kind of ring off, but there's no reason for it because you can just take the insert out of the ring, no problem. So what I recommend doing is gluing this ring down because it doesn't do anything. There's no reason for it to be so easily removable. It doesn't assist in cleaning it in any way. It's a giant waste of time. Again, just, you know, cut corners. So what does the toy do, you might be asking? So there's only one button. There's the power button. So let's push the power button. All right, there you go. And so you can see that the little green light comes on. And you, like, if I hold this very loosely, this is gonna rock back and forth. But if you brace it against something, you're gonna get a good consistent thrust. Let's click it a few more times and see what happens. So we got like a little bit faster. There we go, we got high. This is where it's at, gentlemen. And if you click it again, it does like kind of, I don't know. So, well, that's it. Only three settings? Not even patterns? So yeah, no patterns this time. I was expecting patterns. You just have low, medium, and high. All right? So here, I'll just put it down. You can see it. You can see it going. It's going. Oh, it's going. All right. It's kind of hard, like, I'm holding this in my hand, like, trying not to make it move. It's pretty hard. You kind of need to brace this against something if you don't want it to get out of your hand. All right. All right. Let's turn that off. Okay. On the bottom, you have kind of an export thing because, you know, there's going to be, like, air pressure. That's for air export. And then there's the DC charge port. And that's about all she wrote as far as the toy is concerned. Let's take the insert out and take a look at it. So you look down into the toy, and it just has a very simple plastic chamber. It's not attached to the insert. The insert literally just goes down into the chamber. And let me turn this on. You can see what I'm talking about. You can see the whole chamber moves. So the whole chamber moves. So there's no fancy mechanism. All right. There's no fancy mechanism for the... Look, it's a very bare-bones insert. There's nothing really special about it. It just seats into the housing of the thrusting toy, and you put your penis in it, and it's just... There's not even a vibrator. Usually these things have at least a bullet vibrator. This doesn't have anything. It has a vagina-like hole. Now, again, I prefer the ones that have a generic hole. This one has like kind of a fake labia and a clit hood and stuff. The good news is, if you want it to simulate a vagina, you got it. However, let's say you want to use this for oral sex. It doesn't look anything like a mouth, so I prefer a generic just hole. That way you can pretend it's a mouth, it's a pussy, it's a butt, it's whatever hole you're into. Especially because these thrusting toys, they better simulate oral sex than anything. Now I'm going to turn the insert inside out. You can see the texture. And as you can see, the texture has like little spiky bits. Now this is very, very soft, so it's not going to hurt in any way. But the insert has like spiky bits. Alright, that's about it. So the insert is very, very simple. It's got the spiky texture, it's got a vagina hole, and it's very easy to put back in. You just slide it in, and then you put this over the lip, and there you go. Super easy to clean, and it only does one thing. It just thrusts. It doesn't vibrate, doesn't have any crazy patterns. All it does is thrust. And it's only got three settings. You got low, you got medium, and then you got high. All right. And that's it. And when you're done, okay. For some reason, okay, there we go. All right, and then when you're done, you put the cap back on, and that's it. That's all she wrote. So, a very simple toy. It does its one job very well. I have no idea what that rattling is. I have no idea why it's rattling. I don't know what's causing the rattling, but the toy works fine. So whatever's causing the rattling, it's not important. It's not like critical that rattling get like remedied for the toy to work. However, it is, you know, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that while you're masturbating, but it is what it is. Okay, let's talk about the real selling point, because, you know, taken as a whole, you're probably thinking this toy doesn't seem that special. You know, it's rattling. It's only got three settings. It only does one thing. I mean, sure, it's easy to clean, but it just seems like there's much better toys out there. Yes. However, this toy is only $60. That is crazy. So now it normally retails at $90.99, which I would expect like for a toy like this, a thrusting toy, because the thrusting toys, they actually use a fair amount of like motor strength and components, and they tend to be on the more expensive side. Your cheaper toys are going to be like your basic fleshlights, the ones with the little vibrator in them, but nothing like this. You don't really see thrusting toys around like 50-60 bucks. So this toy is normally 90 bucks. It's on sale for $60.99. I have a 20% off coupon, so this busts it down to 50 bucks. That is insane. For a toy like this, now I understand they cut a lot of corners in the construction. I'm not a fan of this stupid gold ring. However, you can just glue it down, and then you don't have to worry about it coming off as you try to take the cap off, because it literally does nothing. You could just kind of put the insert through the lip, and it comes out fine, no problem. So you don't even need this gold ring to be removable in the first place. Now, it says this is a detachable thrusting male masturbator. Does this come out? I don't see anything detaching. I don't think this is detachable. I mean, you could take the insert out and you can jerk off with it, but you could do that with any toy. Any toy that has an insert, you could take the insert out and use it like a pocket pussy. That's not a feature. That's just like a standard reality of a toy with multiple components. There's going to be a separate insert that you could technically use to jerk off with. All this toy does is thrust, which is fine because, you know when you sit on your hand and then you jerk off with your numb hand and it feels better? You know, it's called the stranger. The reason why is your brain knows when you're masturbating. You can't fool your brain. If your brain doesn't think you're masturbating, if your brain thinks you're having sex or someone else is jerking you off or something, then it's going to feel a lot better. So having a toy that thrusts for you, it fools your brain to thinking that like you're actually interacting with someone, you're not just jerking off yourself. So that's why these sorts of toys feel good. I would have preferred something that had like a hands-free like suction cup attachment, because these sorts of toys, like I was showing you how you have to brace it against something, if you have a suction cup that allows you to, you know, stick it to something, you can use this hands-free, and then you can really kind of get into the fantasy of either having your dick sucked or getting jerked off or something like that. But since you have to hold it, that does take away from the fantasy. You can always brace it against something. Like, what I like to do is I like to put a toy like this between Celestina's thighs, and she clamps down on it, and then I just kind of like kiss her and thrust into the toy like that. And so it kind of turns it into a hands-free device. So even though it doesn't come with a suction cup, if you have a sex doll, you can use her thighs to kind of clamp onto the toy, which will make it hands-free. And then you can have sex with the toy without having to do all the messy cleanup of having sex directly with your sex doll. So that's just a little, a pro tip, if you will. Now, this toy alone is pretty unimpressive. The gold ring is bad. The proprietary cable is a bad thing. The fact that it only does one thing, it only thrusts, it doesn't vibrate, it doesn't spin, it doesn't do anything like that. But it's $50. It's $50. That's like the price of a Fleshlight. A Fleshlight that does nothing. That's just a pocket pussy and a plastic shell. Like, that's what $50 will get you. Is a pocket pussy in a plastic shell that literally does nothing. This is a pocket pussy in a plastic shell that thrusts for the same price. These sorts of toys normally cost somewhere around $75 to $100. And again, this normally retails at $90. It's on sale for $60. Use my coupon code for 20% off. That makes it $50. It's a no-brainer. Like, this is the best $50 toy I've probably ever used. Like, the $50, you know, kind of price range is usually crap. Very rarely is a toy in the $50 price range going to impress me. And the ones that do are usually just pocket pussies that have like a unique design or feature, but they're just pocket pussies. You very rarely find a motorized toy in the $50 price range at all. You might find a vibrating toy, but not a motorized toy. This is a motorized toy for $50. So I know it doesn't seem like much. I know I've been nitpicking and pointing out its flaws, but for the price, this is a no-brainer. The fact that it obviously cut some corners on the construction, you know, the whatever the fuck that's rattling's coming from. So I'm not saying this is like the greatest quality toy, but it does what it does, and it only costs $50 with a coupon. And you really can't ask for more than that. So if you're a coomer on a budget, this is probably the strongest recommend I can give you for a $50 toy that performs like a $75 to $100 toy. That's what this is. So check out Space from Sohimi. Again, I have no idea why it's called Space. I guess it occupies the space of a high-quality motorized toy within the price range of a low-quality unmotorized pocket pussy. That's the space that it occupies. Anyway, thank you very much, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. Remember the coupon code, save 20%. That will bring this down from about $60 to in the $50 price range. So make sure you use that coupon code, and you can thank me later. So make sure you check this out. Also, the coupon is for the whole site. So maybe you already have a toy like this that works a lot better and you paid a little more for it. That's fine. If you're not interested in this toy specifically, you can use the coupon code for the whole site. It'll take 20% off your whole order. So check out the Sohimi website. Look around. See what you like. Check this toy out and or get whatever you want. Anyway, thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this toy. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.